So speaking of waiting for big trials to accrue, actually, George Sledge was showing me a picture of a water bottle. We did this display at San Antonio, I think, in 2008 of ongoing trials. And we actually had a water bottle with the Taylor X study when it was just getting started. Can you talk about that study that you've been so involved with, and particularly the data that was just presented at ASCO?
So the Taylor X data that we're familiar with and that has been so widely disseminated and talked about really, as we know, is took any woman who had ER-positive breast cancer. Just to clarify, there were both pre- and postmenopausal women in that study. And the study really examined this group of patients with a so-called intermediate recurrence score between 11 to 25. And these are patients that we really didn't completely know or understand, did chemotherapy add to the outcomes or add to improve the outcomes for these patients. And in the TAILOR-RX study, patients with low recurrence scores were treated with endocrine monotherapy. Patients with a high recurrence score were treated with standard chemotherapy followed by endocrine therapy. And then this intermediate group was, of course, the subject of randomization. And as was presented originally over a year ago, we know that overall there was no benefit of chemotherapy in this intermediate group.